Good morning, everyone. My name is Rachel Atwell, and I'm a graduate student at North Carolina State University under the primary advisement of Chris Reberg Horton. During my master's, I worked under the advisement of Chris and Stephen Mirsky with the USDA ARS on a project looking at different starter fertilizer sources across one cover crop mixture in organic no-till maize production. Today, I'll be presenting an expansion upon that research, which was conducted at the USDA Beltsville station, looking at starter fertilizer effects across different cover crop mixture proportions in organic no-till maize production. As we heard in the previous talk, organic producers are interested in implementing no-till production practices, and using cover crop mulches for weed suppression is one mechanism by which a grower can reduce their dependency on tillage for weed control. Cereal rye is a popular cover crop choice in this system for its ability to produce high biomass and season-long weed control. However, prior to organic maize production, adding a legume into the cover crop mulch can be beneficial from a nitrogen provision standpoint. When finding that perfect cover crop mixture to both suppress weeds and provide nitrogen fertility, supplemental nitrogen fertility may be required to maximize maize yield. The objectives of this study were to evaluate different cover crop mixture proportions and starter fertilizer effects and their effect on weed competition and maize yield. This study was conducted at the USDA ARS Beltsville Research Station over three growing seasons. In the 2012 environment, this site has a history of conventional management, and in the 2013 and 2014 environments, these sites have a long-term history of manure and legume use. Two cover crop species were looked at in this study, cereal rye and hairy vetch. When rye was seeded in monoculture, it was seeded at 168 kgs per hectare, and when vetch was seeded in monoculture, it was seeded at 34 kgs per hectare. Our monoculture rye treatment was our most economical treatment, and the monoculture vetch was the most expensive treatment. The individual cover crop mixture proportions correspond with a percentile of the monoculture seeding rates. For example, with the 80-20 cereal rye hairy vetch mixture proportion, that's 80% of the monoculture rye seeding rate and 20% of the monoculture vetch seeding rate. These cover crops were terminated with a roller crimper several weeks prior to maize planting and were rolled again at maize planting to ensure cover crop desiccation. Today we'll be discussing three starter fertility treatments, which are a small subset of a larger set of fertility treatments that were looked at in this study. The first treatment was a top-dress poultry litter treatment, which also received a starter poultry litter treatment, which I'll discuss momentarily. This was again applied at maize planting and provided 72 kgs of plant available nitrogen per hectare. The next treatment was a starter poultry litter treatment. This treatment was applied using the starter fertilizer hoppers on our no-till planter. When these are set to wide open, they can deliver 600 kgs per hectare of pelleted material, pelleted poultry litter in this case, which only provides about 12 kgs of plant available nitrogen per hectare. But we were curious to see if just a little bit of nitrogen gave the maize a competitive advantage against weeds early in the season. Finally, we had a no added fertility treatment beyond that provided through residual soil nitrogen and cover crop mineralization. This is the planter design that was used for this study, which Dr. Mirsky and Dr. Reberg Horton have been working extensively on to find a design that can plant reliably and efficiently into these high cover crop biomass stands. That's resulted in this current design, which has an additional front toolbar on your standard no-till planter. On the front of that toolbar are a set of Yetter row clearers, and on the back are a set of residue slicers. And when planting conditions permit, those Yetter row clearers on the front can be floated, allowing for a clean slice in the residue and minimal in-row weed pressure. In the 2013 and 2014 environments, all treatments received high residue cultivation between maize growth stages V5 and V10. The study was done as a split plot experimental design with the main plot as cereal rye hairy vetch mixture proportion and the subplot as starter fertility treatment. The analysis was done in Prof Mix and SAS 9.3. And now that we've covered the material and methods, I'd like to move into the results. These first results are for cover crop biomass across the three environments. On the x-axis, we have cereal rye and hairy vetch mixture proportion, and on the y-axis, we've got cover crop biomass in kgs per hectare. Similar results were observed in the 2012 and 2014 environments, with cover crop biomass being maximized in the rye monoculture and lowest with the monoculture vetch treatment. In 2012, we tended to see lack of statistical differences between cover crop biomass and the monoculture rye rate and the cover crop mixtures. In 2013, we saw the highest cover crop biomass with the 60-40 rye vetch mixture, and cover crop biomass was reduced with those mixtures having a higher proportion of vetch and the monoculture vetch treatment. These are two excellent resources which go into the nitrogen dynamics and cover crop decomposition aspects of this experiment at these environments. To move on to the weed biomass data, this is from our 2013 environment. On the x-axis, we have maize growth stage. On the y-axis, we've got weed biomass in kgs per hectare. The individual bars correspond with the individual cereal rye hairy vetch mixture proportions. Across all maize growth stage, weed biomass was maximized with the monoculture vetch treatment, which is likely not only attributed to reduced physical weed suppressive ability of the mulch, but possibly early season and release from that monoculture vetch treatment stimulating early weed growth. With the monoculture rye and the cover crop mixtures, we tended to see similar levels of weed biomass across those treatments, indicating that a legume can be added into the cover crop mixture without compromising the weed suppressive ability of the cover crop mulch. Starter fertility only impacted weed biomass at one maize growth stage, where we observed higher weed biomass with the top dress treatment as compared to the no added fertility treatment. To move on to the maize yield results from this environment, the first thing I'd like to highlight is despite higher weed biomass in the monoculture vetch treatment, yields were not reduced in this treatment comparatively with the other treatments. Within each cover crop mixture proportion, there tended to be a lack of significance in difference between the different starter fertilizer sources on maize yield. One thing that could be contributing to this was a very high nitrogen site. It had a high level of residual soil nitrogen from long-term history of legume and manure use, and also a soybean cover crop that was incorporated prior to cover crop establishment for this trial. Similar results were observed in the weed biomass data from the 2014 environment. At the earlier maize growth stages, we saw similar levels of weed biomass among all treatments, but by maize silking, we saw higher weed biomass in the monoculture vetch treatment. Maize yield results from this environment are similar to those observed in 2013, where we didn't see an impact within individual cover crop mixture proportion of starter fertilizer effects. Although at this environment, we did see a larger reduction in yield with the monoculture rye treatment and the 80-20 cereal rye hairy vetcher mixture proportion. We do not have weed biomass data from the 2012 environment or the fertility treatment that had no starter fertility, but we wanted to highlight the yield results from this environment that we do have. We can see here with the monoculture rye treatment and those cover crop mixtures having a higher proportion of vetch that having a top dress poultry litter treatment was advantageous in terms of yield as compared with that starter poultry litter treatment. As a reminder, this was our site that has a history of conventional management, so a lower baseline fertility. What are some conclusions to take away from this research? First, in two of the three environments, cover crop biomass was similar with the monoculture rye treatment and the cover crop mixtures. This translated into similar levels of weed suppression observed with those treatments. Consistently higher levels of weed biomass were observed with the monoculture vetch treatment, and while that didn't translate into lower yields with that treatment, it is a problem from a weed management standpoint as more weed seed will be returning to the weed seed bank. Starter fertilizer had a minimal impact on weed competition, and the effect on maize yield was environment dependent, seeing a higher impact of the starter fertilizer sources that are lower fertility environments, and it was trending towards having a higher effect in those treatments which had more rye in the cover crop mixture. I would like to acknowledge all the folks at the USDA Beltsville station that conducted this research, and with that, I'd love to try to answer any questions. In the higher fertility environment, rye tended to dominate the mixtures. In the 2012 environment, the environment that had the history of conventional management, vetch did creep up to be closer to 50% of the biomass. Smooth pigweed and foxtails were the dominant species, to my understanding. Lack of nitrogen availability, there is some provision of fertility to the subsequent crop in those mixtures that have vetch included, and also with the rye treatment, there could be some immobilization of the top dress nitrogen in that treatment. The cover crops were established, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, in early October or late September. I do think we have a greater advantage in that we can get the cover crops established earlier, and our corn harvest usually occurs prior to that of the Midwest, leaving some more flexibility in that regards to maximize cover crop biomass.